You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are in an unprecedented era of NBA parody. Jerry Brewer wrote about it in a column for the Washington Post. Jerry's going to join us at 6 o'clock. Right now, though, it is time for a draft. A draft where Anthony Haney and I will pick flag football teams for the non-existent 2026 Summer Olympic Games. We're doing this as if the Olympics were this summer. NFL players now allowed to play in what will actually be the 2028 Los Angeles Games. Anthony, I will give you the number one pick. Let me ask you this. Do you want the number one pick or do you want the number two pick? I have my board in front of me on the old tablet. Do you want the number one or number two pick?
I'll give you the number one, Craig.
See, I actually feel like that's the correct strategic decision because once I'm going to take a quarterback one, but once I take one, you kind of don't have to take one.
Yep.
Should we pick quarterbacks and then do the other nine dudes?
No.
Okay, fine. All right, that's fair, though, because that means I get my pick of quarterback, and then you get the best of the rest. All right. With the first overall pick in the Hoffman Show flag football draft, the Hoffmaning Hoffmans take Lamar Jackson.
I love that pick for you, Craig.
It just, at some point, taking the guy who's really shifty, can throw from all arm angles, is super creative, and nobody can catch when he starts to run, seems like the most obvious pick.
Yeah. I like the way you think then.
Yeah. QB2 is harder. Lamar, I think, is the correct answer at one.
Yeah, QB2 is hard.
All right.
All right, here we go. So this is snake, right? I get two and three?
No.
Oh, it's 1-1-1?
Yeah, the way that you get the next, like you can now save your quarterback for the last pick. That's enough of an advantage. We don't need to do a snake draft.
Okay. All right, well, with my first pick, this one might surprise you. I'm going defense, Craig.
Oh.
I'm going defense, and I'm going Pat Surtain.
It's a great pick. It's a great pick. He is undoubtedly the best defensive back in the league. He quietly might be the best defensive player in the league.
Hey, look, he was defensive player of the year last year.
He's insane. And in flag, to have a dude that can shut down one side of the field, that's mega. All right. Looking hard at my wide receiver board here. Hard at my wide receiver board.
You got a lot of options.
I do, and it's just trying to figure out which one is the best one. I'm going to go with the guy who I feel like has the best release package. He might have the best hands. And the one way that you try to stop him in the NFL is get physical with him, and you can't get even quite as physical. But he's not a guy who's as much. Actually, no, I'm not going with that guy. I'm going with the guy who's just the most explosive athlete, who just is a straight up, like, launch him out of a rocket. If the whole thing is we got to get the ball to the guy and let him run, then Ja'Marr Chase is the correct answer. But the third overall pick,
Chase.
I'm going Ja'Marr Chase. Who's more explosive than Ja'Marr Chase?
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, but Tyreek Hill's never going to be on one of my teams.
Yeah, I figured you weren't going to draft him. So when you started saying the most explosive, I'm like, I know he's not talking about Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, and also, is Tyreek Hill anymore? I mean, yes. I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, he did not look as good this year, on top of all the
other
stuff.
If Tua's not there,
He's getting, like, for 28, I don't know how much of a factor he's going to be because he is getting up there in age. Tyreek Hill's been around a while. I'm not even, like, trying to talk about all the other stuff. Like, genuinely, Tyreek Hill, as a guy who...
This is year 10 for him, I think.
Yeah, like, he's about to be on the wrong side of 30. Welcome to the wrong side of 30. all right, fourth overall pick. Who you got?
Oh, man, you took Ja'Marr. Dang, do I go defense again?
You could.
Actually, I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going Travis Hunter.
I really considered going him third.
Craig, for flag football, so, like, I understand, like you said, like, Ja'Marr has great release package.
I was going with someone else when I was saying all that stuff. He also has all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he's Ja'Marr leads the NFL. Like, Ja'Marr almost had, like, I think, like, 1,000 yards after the catch this year. It was stupid.
Yeah. He's nasty. I'm going Travis here just because he's just a pure athlete. There are not going to be people that press him in five man flag. He'll have his one-on-one opportunities, and guess what? My quarterback will be able to just throw him the ball up if need be. Go make a play, sir.
What's more valuable in flag? Pure speed or, like, if I have a guy that's got, like, good speed but a feel for it all, can make like all the contested catches and all that stuff.
I think the latter.
Okay.
Because the field is so small. Now, if it was a way bigger field, all right, maybe.
That is a good point. All right. Then my next pick, I'm going to go with the guy that I almost went with last time, Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
Like.
So your receiving core is crazy.
Releases, hands, and a sport where we have to, like, everyone in the whole world knows Justin Jefferson's getting the football. He still gets the football. Kevin O'Connell's great, but, like, some of that is Justin Jefferson. So I'm going JJ with the fifth overall pick in the draft.
Okay.
And I also trust that, like, these dudes can play some DV, too. I don't know how deep we're going to get. We're just going to go until we're out of time. So we're going to see if we get all the way to 10 on our roster here. But
yeah. Okay. With my next pick, you're probably going to hate this pick for my offense anyway. I'm going Tyreek Hill.
Okay. I mean, I don't hate it as a football player. He sucks.
Yeah. I'm going Tyreek Hill.
Wasn't on the board, but
my team looking solid right now.
Yeah.
Right
no,
now.
I mean, look, we're going to pick at most 20 players in the NFL. Like, we should have good teams. And you also get to cheat and not
pick my quarterback
yet. Pick your quarterback till the end. All right. Do I go defense or do I try to.
Your offense is loaded, man.
It is.
You got some talent over there.
I think I'm going to go one more dude on offense.
Okay.
Before I invest in my defense. And I'm going to go with the guy who came to mind when VC called. And he talked about just making dudes miss. Who's better at that than Saquon? He's also a guy who can catch, like, yes.
He's
part of the appeal of Saquon is the physicality. He's big. He's hard to tackle. But when you talk about a juke package for running backs, the dude did a reverse hurdle this year.
Well, there's that. I think when it comes to juking people in pads and flag, it's two totally different things.
I personally,
if I was you, would have gone with Jahmyr Gibbs.
He's the other running back that's on my board. And Jahmyr Gibbs is great. I think Saquon's ability to set people up to get in space, he makes dudes, and I realize they're trying to tackle him. They're not trying to pull a flag, but he makes dudes literally catch air.
Yeah.
He jukes people clean out their shoes in the NFL. And if you're just trying to lunge at a flag, as opposed to trying to, like, actually make contact with the dude, I feel confident that if we get Saquon in space, we can do some damage.
Okay.
And, like, think of all the home runs he hit last year.
Yeah.
I feel good about that pick.
All right, I'm gonna go offense here.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go Malik Nabers.
He was definitely on my list. He is talking about a guy who's explosive. Holy cow.
He's nasty.
All right. I'm going to finally go DB here. I just got to pick which one.
Yeah, I'm interested to see who you go.
I've got four that I like.
Uh-oh. Whoever you don't go, I'm going.
Well, I could also get... There's probably two guys that are at the top of the list in terms of coverage guys. One of whom just got paid. One of whom is going to get paid within the next year. If it's just coverage, I'm going to go Sauce.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can have Sauce.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking that boy, Jalen.
Are you taking Ramsey?
I'm taking Jalen.
Interesting. That was not the guy that I was thinking of.
Who are you thinking then?
Well, then with the next pick, I am taking Derek Stingley.
That one's good. That is good. That one's good. That one is good. I like my corners big, physical. In flag football, they like to throw a lot of jump balls. I think I have some athletes. Pat, Travis, Jalen. Yeah, we good.
Yeah, I mean, like I can get JJ out there on the outside for a jump ball situation. Like I feel all right with some of my receivers playing both ways. But yeah, if I Sauce and Stingley as cover corners, yeah, I also feel good.
Okay. All right. I do need a red zone threat, and I'm torn. Cause Kelce he's on the back nine.
Very on the back nine.
I'm torn between, all right, I'm going to do it. Even though he did cost the Ravens a game, I'm going Mark Andrews as my red zone threat.
Okay. That's such a mistake, but that's fine.
You think I should have gone Kittle?
Nope. I'm going to tell you who you should have taken in a few picks. All right. Next up. This guy could also be a red zone threat. I'm going with a pass rusher. Because you get one.
You about to go Micah Parsons?
I'm going with Myles Garrett.
He is an athlete.
He is 6'5", 290 pounds. He has a 40-inch vertical. I think we can use him in the red. He's also got the biggest body ever. Like, hi, this is my house that's on wheels and has a rocket booster attached to it. I'm going Myles Garrett. I did think about Micah. There's also one other defensive end that's like a kind of a sleeper flag football specialty pick that I'm interested in, but I'm going to go with Myles.
All right. Well,
if we go quick here, we can get to 10.
All right. Well, you're taking Miles. I'm taking Micah.
All right. You're taking Micah. My next pick, I'm going to go with another DB, and I'm going to go with a guy that I think is super flexible and is I'm between two guys, but I'm going to go with the more athletic guy, and that's Cooper DeJean.
I love that pick.
He can play nickel. He can play safety. He can play outside. Like, he showed some great ball skills with that pick in the Super Bowl. Cooper DeJean, welcome to the squad.
Okay. You're taking – this one's very slept on, but I saw him down at the Pro Bowl this year. I'm taking Buda Baker.
Okay. I don't hate that.
He was nasty out there at flag, so I'm taking Buda.
Yeah, Buda's a good pick. All right, number nine, ninth round pick here. Do I do it? Or do I just go with another receiver? I could circle back. Yeah, this is easy. How am I getting him in here? With the ninth round selection, I'm taking CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, you can have him.
Like, CeeDee's my slot with JJ and Jamar outside? Are you kidding me?
You do have a nasty receiving core.
Yeah. But,
hey, look, we're not worried.
All right, three more picks. Let's roll.
My QB that I'll be taking, Patty Mahomes.
I think that's probably the correct answer. Jaden is the other guy that was on my board. If somehow you decided to take two quarterbacks and took Pat and Lamar or something. All right, my final pick is the tight end you should have taken, Brock Bowers.
Is he a red zone threat, though?
He's an everything threat.
He's nasty. Oh, and that is a great pick. That is a great pick.
All right, last pick of the draft. Who you got?
Last pick of the draft. I'm torn. I need a receiver, to be honest. I'm going to go. Actually, no, I'm going to take a running back.
Gibbs?
I'm going to take Gibbs.
That's a good pick. All right, the other guys that were on my board were Jaden. Jameson Williams. I thought about him with the pure speed. That was the guy I was thinking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, wait, no, the 6CD. The only other defensive player that I was like really tempted by that pick where I took CD, Fred Warner, best cover linebacker in the league. Put him in the middle of the defense and let's get some organization going. That could have been fun. Kenyon Mitchell, Kyle Hamilton, and then two other guys that are just pure freaks as pass rushers. Shamar Stewart, who just got drafted. Yep. You don't got to worry about him tackling. Just get the speed. But on that same token, Nolan Smith runs a 4.3 on the edge.
Yeah.
That would have been an interesting one. All right, that's our draft. If you're watching this on demand on YouTube and you want to leave a comment and let us know who won the draft, do that. If you're listening to us live, well then, Jerry Brewer's next from the Washington Post.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.